What's up, guys? This is Alex Quinn. I'm a Forbes accredited marketer and global keynote speaker. And this is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We are a self-development and entrepreneurship community for go-getters to organize their life and business. Get ready to gain knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders and be one step closer to becoming the ultimate entrepreneur. Before we start this episode, how would you feel if I told you that you could change your whole business process around with just $20? Keep on listening to the episode to find out how. What is up, guys? You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn. And today we're in Miami with Charles Nader, CEO of Doc.com. What's going on, bro?
What's up, Alex? Doing great, man. Thanks for inviting me to the podcast.
No, man, this has been a long time coming, man. Thank you. So excited to see everything you have going on and everything that we've been through ever since we met, bro. For those of you who aren't watching, we're actually sitting in Charles's apartment here in Miami, where we actually met for the first time. You're actually sitting where I was sitting when we first met, when we first were introduced to each other. So
the interesting chair.
It's crazy how much things have changed. How long has it been now? Probably like a year?
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Year and a half?
Yeah.
You guys have been doing so many amazing things. Guys, if you're just tuning in so you understand what's going on right now, the leader in telemedicine taking over the entire industry, disrupting an industry, Doc.com, is something you guys need to be aware of. You've probably seen it already, heard about it already. But today, we're going to talk about the importance of telemedicine and, of course, cryptocurrency. So, Charles, tell us a little bit about Doc.com and how it came to life.
Well, I had the idea for Doc.com years ago. We started several companies. I was a serial entrepreneur. I started several companies years ago. Since I was a kid, I was working, doing things. But there was a time in my life around about a little bit more than 10 years ago when I really started thinking, like, what should my life be like? And I started creating a philosophy of life. And I thought I was reading a lot of books by Jim Rohn, listening to a lot of different speakers and reading books and things like that. And really it came to me that, the best thing to do really was to live the best life was to do something good for people and to do something good at large scale. The best ways to start a business, really. That's just the world we live in. So I studied medicine in Mexico and, with a colleague, we started thinking about different things to do in the healthcare space. At the time, you know, just being at hospitals, especially in Latin America, you see that there's so many people that just get in line to be treated, and they don't know what to do, really. I mean, they're just there because they don't have the education in health to actually figure it out. And it's incredible to see these lines of people form around hospitals. And it was like, well, why don't they have an easy access to a healthcare professional where they can just be, they can find out what's going on, see if they can solve it at home instead of wasting their time and money to get to these hospitals. And these are people that are in extreme poverty. So, you know, combining the knowledge of the reach of technology with the spirit of entrepreneurship, that's how we came up with. Originally, it was called Dr. Dice. It was Doctor Says in Spanish. It was a network of doctors. Yeah, Doctor Dice. Yeah. And that company, we ended up changing the name to Docademic after that, after going through an accelerator program in San Francisco, to make it more universal. And then, the opportunity came to purchase Doc.com, the domain, which I thought, you know, it was almost like destiny. I thought, wow, that name is just the perfect thing for what we're doing.
Dude, that's probably, like, not even trying to gas you up, that's probably one of the coolest fucking domains there is right now. Like, I've told you before in conversation, there is nobody in the medical industry that has a better domain. Like, I think it's just physically impossible. Like, what, you have a 3-letter domain, dude, doc.com. Like, that is amazing. Yeah. That is a really good move on your part, man. You really saw the value in investing in the business for that.
Oh, it was a huge, hugely important thing for me. I mean, I still had some resistance from my investors. They were like, well, you know, is it really necessary? You know, cause it wasn't cheap, obviously, but the day they transferred it over to us, we had 7 offers. One was for 10 times more than we paid for it. It was amazing. Just the same day that it transferred over to us. It was just, and you know, we're never going to sell it. Just, it defines what we do so perfectly.
It was meant to be, man.
Yeah.
It was meant for you to have it and to use that name to push this message of doc.com for you guys listening. You don't necessarily, we haven't gotten to the point in the conversation where you guys necessarily understand the importance of doc.com, not just for Latin America, which yeah. we were just discussing, but on a global scale, which is what you're actually doing right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, doc.com, we offer free telemedicine and free telepsychology. That means you can download our apps, press a button, and talk to a doctor for free face-to-face through video chat, or a psychologist face-to-face through video chat. And it seems like such a simple thing, but sometimes those simple things are, you know, even though they're logical, they're hard to execute because of all the back end stuff that you have to do. So we had to devise and invent a new business model, and it was combining different aspects of technologies today. So what we do is we compile epidemiological information from the services. That means that we ask people, you know, just general medical things and general psychological things. And that information we display in real time. It's anonymized healthcare information that's very useful for governments or scientists. And it's pure science, really. It's epidemiology. It's one of the pillars of medicine. With that information, you can see if there's outbreaks. You can see what medications are being consumed.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do a lot of things that are in direct relevance to public health. And it's really important for governments to have that information. For, you know, healthcare industry to have that information. And it's anonymized, real-time information that's our product that we sell. But it provides free basic healthcare for the world. That's the way we make it sustainable. So that's our mission, really, to provide a form of free basic healthcare for the world that's not dependent on governments or institutions that anyone can just download and use. And they can, you know, it's a basic form, but it really helps a lot of people.
I mean, and it's also important to understand that we spend a majority of our day on a device, right? On our phone or on our laptop. And we're feeding all of these devices data, which could be important, right? But at the end of the day, most of that data that we're feeding it is for entertainment to continue to keep us using these platforms. Now, if we use this same model to be able to better take care of ourselves, it's not only good for the person using it, it's good as a whole for the entire world. Like, as a civilization, like worldwide civilization, we're going to be able to have so many more technological advancements just because of the sheer data that you're going to have to be able to help other people. Like, look at the amazing things that Bill Gates is doing, like, and how he's able to help different areas around the world. And if he had the data that you guys possess around the world, how many people's lives would you guys be able to change?
That's true. You know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is focused on trying to categorize information all over the place. I mean, all over the world, and they do it in Africa. They currently have a program in Africa to eliminate certain diseases, and it's really based on epidemiological data that they derive from different sources, doctors on the ground that are reporting in real time and things like that. But this takes it to a more massive level. What we do is just opens it up to so many more people. And it is a great complement to current healthcare systems, but it is taking advantage of today's technologies in a very positive way. You know, people always, you say data, they're like, well, what about the privacy issue? And, you know, there's technologies today, like blockchain technology, that make data use more transparent. And it's already out there. A lot of people don't know about these technologies, don't understand how they work. But if there's a problem, there's usually a solution. Especially nowadays, we're living in times when we're going through a transition, humanity right now. It's so unique in human history with all the technology that we have and all that's coming. There's just so many amazing things that are going to be happening, and they're already happening right now, that they're going to benefit humanity in a great way.
Since you're listening to this episode, I want to make sure that you save my phone number so I can let you know about new podcast episodes or networking events going on in your area. Go to my Instagram, Alex Quinn, AlexQuin, and hit the contact button and then text me. I think, so this is where I see it stand from my perspective, right? So I see a lot of great change, right? I see so much information, so much technology. But in an abundance of technology and information, I also see a lot of misinformation and a lot of people not educated enough, right? So we could be moving so much faster if we pay more attention to blockchain technology, if we pay more attention to the cryptocurrencies. We could change as a whole, like our whole humanity could change, but people are just not educated in that form yet, so it doesn't allow it to be mainstream. Also, you know, the way governments are set up and different things around the world, they've been set up like that for hundreds of years, thousands of years. It's difficult to change things, but in order to advance as a human race, to get to that point to where we need to do the things that we need to do to take care of each other, protect the earth, protect our home, our environment, we need to get to those things by opening up to technology, right? We live in a spinning ball in the middle of space, with spinning around the sun, and we don't know what's going to happen at any point, right? And we need to be we need to understand what's out there, but by understanding what's here and how we work, how our brains work, how our psychology works, we're able to better understand how we could help people as a whole by feeding them, by putting them in the right environments, by getting rid of certain diseases. I think it's important for people to open up to new things and don't be afraid for things to change, because in order for things to get better, they have to change. And yeah, Nothing ever great happened without adversity, right?
That's true. You know, really, technology is a tool, and we are surrounded by examples all over our lives right now that you know, technology and science has benefited humanity in such an amazing way. I mean, all the convenience that we have today is due to science and technology. Yeah. And it's just it's exciting, and it's also provides so much opportunity. There's just so many things that can be done still. I think we're just getting started in many ways. You know, I remember, I always tell this story of Jeff Bezos back in 1995. He told his wife, "Hey, I want to start selling books on the internet." And the first thing she asked him was, "What's the internet?" And some people told him, you know, "Why you're coming off of a good job, you're making good money, what are you doing going off and doing this thing?"
Selling books.
Yes. Like, and on the internet. And, you know, people didn't even understand what the internet was back then. It was still in its early days. You know, if you tried to explain it back then, it was like, "Well, a computer talks to another computer." I'm like, "Well, what does that actually mean?
What are you talking about?"
Exactly. And that's kind of like the same situation right now with blockchain technology. It's such a ample type of technology. You can do so many things with it that a lot of people don't understand that it's a very horizontal innovation. So you know, I always fall into trying to teach people what it is, but that's just one of many technologies. You know, telemedicine, being able to talk someone face to face. It may sound that we're all accustomed to it nowadays, but, you know, 10 years ago, it was just, you know, getting started, and it's...
Or is it the things that you would see it in movies, people FaceTiming each other is like the future. Like,
yep.
You know, when is that coming? And exactly. Here we are. We're sitting here in Miami. We could FaceTime somebody in China right now without an issue. No lag, no nothing.
Exactly.
Perfectly. So talk to us a little bit about, you were just speaking about it, blockchain, and how it integrates into your doc.com business model and why it could benefit everybody to be using a system like that.
Well, there's a beauty in blockchain that you can take advantage of. What we do is we hash, every time someone uses our service, we hash that data onto a blockchain. Right now it's being done on the Ethereum blockchain, but the next stage is putting it on our own blockchain, the Life Chain. And what that means is that it provides a transparent, publicly verifiable way of proving three things. One, you prove that there was someone being treated, the publicly verifiable. So there's no, like, how many users do you have? It's just straight up right there, transparent for everyone to see. Second thing is you can view the data that's being shared. So that's a huge benefit. So you're being transparent about the use of data. It's important to understand, you know, with science is very heavily data-based. So you need information to create new things or do advancements in technology. So it provides those two levels, new improvements in the levels of transparency that you have. And the third thing, you can simultaneously reward someone for actually an act, for taking care of themselves. So we're teaching people that they can use this free service. And yes, there's data being compiled. It's anonymized, but you're also being paid for it. You're being rewarded for it with a cryptocurrency all in one fell swoop. And the blockchain does that. It does that all in one fell swoop. So that's, it may sound like a simple thing, but it's just the blockchain technology permits us to do that. And it's a great complement. It's a great element to component to add to our business model, because we are a data company, a healthcare data company. We compile information and do data analytics on it, epidemiological analytics, and to offer that extra layer of transparency and to actually pay people for their data, that's just something that hasn't been able to be done with this level of efficiency and transparency ever. So
yeah, and it goes back to what I was just saying now. We spend a lot of our time on Facebook, Instagram, all these companies that we're just giving data to, not being paid for it, and they're profiting from it, which is okay. You know, we use their systems and, you know, we enjoy that and we're able to stay connected, but they innovate in different ways, right? What you're doing is you're collecting data, but you're making it available to science in order for other issues to get solved. You know, Facebook may be solving certain issues, Microsoft may be solving certain issues, but your specific thing is making sure that there's transparency, right? That you could have advancements in medicine and that you could use data to our advantage.
Well, look at it this way. Just look at it in the simplest form. Most people get colds maybe once a year. There's a flu season. If you can see a group of people getting the flu in a certain region of the country or, you know, a county or wherever, and you can just do something to send them a message and tell them, wash your hands. Just a simple thing like that. That can probably save a lot of people's time and money. Because,
and lives. Yeah, too, lives. Times, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely people's lives. Some people get really sick, especially the elderly. Some, you know, there's the spread of diseases is something you can contain much quicker if you know the information in real time. So that's so important for society because it increases productivity. You can go to work instead of staying home because you have a cold. You don't have to suffer through that. And this model, using blockchain technology, incentivizing people to actually take care of themselves, is just a great combination because you have an incentive and you have a service that's a quality service. You can speak to someone that's a professional that you don't have to pay for. So it's just a
it's
great combination of things.
It's crazy. I remember ever since I met you, seeing all... And all of us talking and seeing all the reviews and seeing all the press and how, specifically with the mental health issue that we're having worldwide, how many people you guys are helping from a mental health perspective. Like, you guys have saved a ton of people that were in really rough shape that didn't really see any other option for themselves. And you guys got them out of those situations. Yeah. It's gotten you featured on you were on the cover of Forbes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was amazing.
That's pretty fucking cool, man. Yeah, and not just being on the cover of Forbes making a ton of money, because whatever, yeah, anybody can make a ton of money, but
yeah,
doing something that is against the grain, right? It's maybe people thinking you're fucking insane because you're doing it, but you're trying to do something good. And while still following that entrepreneurial spirit that you have, right? It's amazing to be recognized that way. I love seeing you win. I love seeing you traveling around the world, going to the UN, speaking, you know, with world leaders, because it goes to show that anyone could do it, bro. You started this from Mexico, man. Am I correct?
I started it in Mexico City, which doesn't have the startup ecosystem that you have in the US or in Europe. It's just, or in Asia. It's much smaller, much, much smaller. There's a lot less funding. And, you know, it was just, you can do it anywhere, really. I mean, that's the beauty of the times we're living. We have the internet now. We have different ways of doing things. We have just so many different ways of starting something. And you can do it from anywhere, really. That's why I think it's important for people to understand that, yes, we have presence in the U.S. We have presence in Latin America. We're in multiple countries now offering our services. And it's just... It's something really significant to have started it in a place like Mexico. But at the same time, I value having started in Mexico because of the fact that the experience of living in a country like Mexico where there's so much poverty really gave
insight.
Yeah, gave insight into building something that was available for everyone. You know, we had to make something that was universally available, You don't have the payment barrier. In places like Mexico, there's people that they have a way to find us that get it to get a smartphone. Most people find ways to get a smartphone. You can buy them on street markets and things like that. But payment methods, they may not have a card. They may not even have a bank account. So, you know, that's it's a different situation down there.
A lot of people don't think about that. Like, we pull out our card and put it and download the app. There's people that don't have a fucking card or have a bank and they need to see a doctor. So just to simplify, you download the app, sign up for the app. As soon as you log in, call a doctor.
Yeah. You just press the button in the center and it connects you to a doctor. It may take a minute or two, but it'll connect you to, you know, it's similar to ordering an Uber in that sense. You press a button and you get a doctor on the other line or a psychological therapist. Actually, our psychological service is the one that grows the most. Yeah. I know in the last couple of weeks we had at least five people that that said they were on the verge of suicide that called in. And, you know, just to – they have someone to talk to. You know, they may be alone in their homes or wherever, and it just you know, that's a life that you're potentially saving.
Crazy, man.
And it's just – it's open and free. That's really – that's why we do this. That's how we're changing the world. And in order to change it, we had to make a scalable model. So this is really, I believe, the power of entrepreneurship, the power of being part of something like this. This is it's really how I always felt since I created my life philosophy. I thought this is where the effort has to be put into. It's really doing things that are important. You know, I admire people like Elon Musk. He's
hell yeah.
An amazing person, but one of the things he always says is do something that's important, because, you know, times get tough, and if you're doing something that's important, it'll get you through those hard times. And it's true. You know, I always say, you know, the whole process of starting a company and going through creating a product and pricing it right and doing all those things. But, you know, providing free basic healthcare for the world, which is our mission, is so important that it doesn't matter. You know, it gets you up in the morning. You're like, it's whatever's coming to me is worth doing.
Let's take a quick break. I want to tell you about a new way I run my business. So did you know that I was able to increase my workload and close more leads by automating my client onboarding operation over the last few months? I removed the friction points in my communication process so clients are able to approve, sign, and pay all in one go. This was all thanks to HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management software that helps businesses like yours manage and automate projects. Now, from the moment your clients are ready to say yes, they'll automatically receive the proposal, contract, and payment all in one email. So you're able to focus on getting more clients, less friction, and more deals. Thanks to HoneyBook, all Hustle Inspires Hustle listeners get 50% off when you go to honeybook.com and use promo code Alex, A-L-E-X. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
Now, for people to understand, right, so we could give them the big picture. This started in Mexico, guys. We're sitting in the United States discussing it right now. But tell them how many countries in the world are currently using the service.
24 countries right now. We have all of Latin America except Brazil and Spain. And in the U.S. and Florida. So we're soon to be expanding to the rest of the U.S. We have, we're preparing for that next stage, and we're going to increase our presence in Latin America and also start offering it in different languages in Europe. We have a deal that we're soon to execute with the United Nations to put in Eastern Africa. The plan over there in Africa is, There's a lot of people that they've captured from Al-Shabaab. It's like a radical terrorist group that they capture children in these, you know, the villages, and they indoctrinate them with the way of thinking and ideology, and then they send them off to be suicide bombers and things like that. So to do horrible things. So they've been capturing these people, putting them in prisons. But the irony is that they put them in prisons and they become even more radical inside the prisons. So, and it's tough to get, you know, psychologists into those prisons or doctors. And so they're just, these places are really bad. So the UN thought it would be great for us to put access, you know, screens access within these prisons to try to change the way of thinking of some people to teach them forgiveness. Really,
And people tend to overlook that because they're the bad guy, they're in jail. Hey, some of those bad guys might get out one day, right? They might serve their sentence, and we want to make sure that we prepare people to prepare them for success, even if they've screwed up before. Like,
exactly,
how are they going to give back to society when they get out?
Yeah, you know, the thing is that if you can change the way of thinking of just one person out of 10, let's say, that person may end up changing the minds of others around.
Ripple effect.
So that's why it's so important, because that's why it's worth doing things like that. You know, it's a tough thing, but you can still have a lot of positive impact, even if you can just change the trajectory of one person's life. And it's the same in poverty struck regions in places like Latin America or Africa. If you can tell one person, you know, it's all right, you can figure this out, there's other ways, you know, go out, read things, if you can just change the trajectory of one person and guide them out of their situation, they may pull others with them. And that's just a ripple effect that it's really hard to measure, but it's, we know that it happens all the time. You know, that's why it's so important. And, you know, we're working constantly on trying to get our services into everyone's hands worldwide. You know,
that's amazing, bro. That's what really drew my attention to your brand. And when we were introduced to each other, a little over probably a year and a half ago when we were discussing just now, I really love the business model and I love what you guys are doing. I love the branding. You guys have excellent branding. That really stood out to me. But more than the branding, because I'm a branding and marketing freak, it was just seeing how I could implement what I've learned over the past 7 years in digital marketing and marketing to bring something to the table to something so wonderful, which is, first of all, thank you so much for giving myself and my team the opportunity to work with you guys. It's been amazing. We've learned so much from you guys. We're really inspired by what you guys have done. We just love it, man. And I've been really looking forward to doing this podcast. We could have done it remotely, but we had to do it in person. Not just because of the business or any of that, but because we've developed a close friendship through it. We get along with each other. We give each other great feedback and we remain in touch. And it's been great, man. It's been great to be able to meet and just see the progress. Because when you met me, I wasn't even traveling the world doing keynotes and speaking, right? When you met me, I didn't have a podcast. This podcast right now, 48 countries are listening. You get me? So it's crazy how things could change in a year for you, for me, like for anyone listening to this, any kid or any young person or even older person like listening to this right now, like no idea is too crazy. As long as you know that it's amazing and that you could kill it and do a great job, it doesn't matter what people say, because people have told me I'm crazy. They've laughed. Who do you think you are? Why have you done this or that? You know, most of the time that people are criticizing you or bringing one of your ideas down, it means that they're already below you. And a lot of those times, those are the people that actually need help and need somebody to speak to, like a doc.com service, right? Like a psychologist, because sometimes we're in a bad place, man. Sometimes we're doing stupid shit. Sometimes we have the wrong mentality. And sometimes we're hanging around the wrong people, yeah, right? And we need to get ourselves out of those situations. And a lot of the times people are lonely, man, and they don't have anybody to speak to. And like, you know, I'm very blessed to be able to have a family that supports me, friends, colleagues, people that just look out for my best interests. But it's not like that for everybody. And that's one of the main goals that I have with one of my brands, Hustle Inspires Hustle, which is connect with people around the world, young people around the world that need a good role model. Like who did you need when you were younger, right? Like that older brother, that older sister, a role model. Yeah. So you don't have to always go down the wrong path, right?
True.
Like you changing the world, like that shit inspires the shit out of me. You know, that's one of the things that drives me. And you're inspiring the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And it's a ripple effect.
It is. You know, I myself, I grew up with a single mother, an amazing mother. She really was a very positive person in my life. I always look back and say, thank God I had a mother like that. But you know, during my, you know, adolescent years, when I was a teenager, I remember just looking at different people that I was, you know, trying to admire, people that were doing things, successful things. And it really is important to, if you feel that void, to search out and look for people that are doing good things, you know, that you can go down the wrong path, But always know that living the best life means that you're doing something good. And why put so much effort into things if you can't, if you don't want to live the best life? I mean, that really is. So there's people out there that, especially with nowadays, you can use the internet to look at YouTube videos and, you know, you can get inspired. And this is a great thing that you're doing. I mean, I know that there's people like me, you know, back in the day, like I said, I listened to Jim Rohn. He was an inspiring person. You know, he's not alive anymore, but I just remember thinking, wow, this man, he really knows what's up. You know, he understands what life is. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, motivational speakers and things like that, but it's really not about that. It's thinking of what kind of life do you want to live, really? And how are you going to start getting on that path? You know, everyone has to create a plan. Everyone has to start something. But really, the most important thing is getting started. You know, looking, creating a plan. If you don't have success in the first plan, you know, move on. You know, you probably learn something. Everything, every setback is always a stepping stone. Comes with a bigger opportunity down the road. So be optimistic, never give up, and just look towards people that you admire that do positive things.
Amazing. Charles, where can people follow you on social media? I know you recently got verified, so congratulations on that. It was about time that the universe recognized the great work that you've been doing besides a Forbes cover. All right. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Charles Nader. That's my Twitter handle. And on Instagram at Chuck Nader. Chuck Nader.
N-A-D-E-R.
N-A-D-E-R. Yeah, that's right.
Alrighty. And what about the apps, man? For those of the people listening right now that want to download this app, check it out. As long as it's available in their country. I know you're going worldwide soon, but how can they find you?
Well, there's two ways of doing it. You can go on the App Store or Play Store and just look up doc.com. Just put it in the search bar and it'll show you Doc Health and Doc Emotions. If you're in Florida or if you're in Latin America, or you can go on doc.com. There's links to, the App Store and Play Store there. We're also about to relaunch our site with a text service. It's free also. You can ask questions in text on doc.com. This is happening within a matter of days, actually, probably. Okay. So that's a worldwide service that's in 40 different languages, over 40 languages. I'm sorry. It's designed so we can start treating people at least in a text format in multiple languages.
Of course, yeah, man.
So it's wherever in the world people can ask questions in text and get responded by a doctor and a psychologist too, right on our site, doc.com. That'll be released, like I said, in a matter of days. So basically, doc.com, you know, that's such a simple thing.
Yeah, I mean, guys, like, for real, like, doc.com. That's it. Like, that's all you got to type in.
That's all you got to do.
Guys, this is Alex Quinn. You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Today we had Charles Nader, CEO of doc.com. Thank you guys so much for listening in. Send questions, rate, review, subscribe. Let us know what you think. Let us know who you want to hear from. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you guys next time.
Don't forget to check out honeybook.com to automate your business processes so you could get more clients and get paid faster. Get 50% off when you use code Alex, A-L-E-X. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. I'd really appreciate it if you guys could share with someone, review, or even subscribe to the podcast. If you want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Or you could follow me on my personal, Alex Quinn with one N. This is the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast with Alex Quinn.